afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Joseph Charles Romano.
Okay. Mr. Quinones will be conducting your hearing today, sir.
Okay, sir, can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Okay, could you state your name and ABC number?
My name is Joseph Romano, 246650.
You're appearing before the Arizona Court of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 24, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Romero?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Do you know an attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board. In the room, can you move it back to the There we go. In the room, we have the Honorable Mr. David Neal at the center of the bench, our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Romero and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Romero, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we'll take further testimony from the Department of Corrections. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Criminal Origin Company as follows. Allegation number one. Violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on February 12, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated February 15, 2018. Mr. Romero, is this true or false?
It's true. The day is wrong because I violated February 9th. That's what my professor told me.
Okay. Duly noted. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives to report to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona on February 13, 2018 as directed for violation letter on February 12, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconding from supervision. Mr. Romero, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about January 30th, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated February 2nd, 2018. Mr. Romero, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. We're going to make a vote to pass from phase one to phase two, Mr. Romero. So if you just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for the second phase. I will state, just 1 second, based on Mr. Romero's admission, our discussion with the Department of Corrections, as well as information provided to us on warrant number 2018W0469, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Romero, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Mr. Romero was released from ADC custody on 1/22/2018, and arrested on 4/11/2018 by Glendale PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/11/2018 with an adjusted release date of 9/17/2018 with 57 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 commitment C, count 1, flight from a law vehicle, 2 years. 2016 commitment C, count 2, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2009 commitment A, count 2, theft, 1 year. 2009 commitment B, count 1, burglary, 2nd degree, 5 years. It's his second term in ADC custody. He has a CUIR score of 2.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 89 days, arrested, revoked by the DOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with criminal damage, tampering with a security device, possession, manufacturing of a weapon, disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests. 2015, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, failure to appear, 1st degree, it was not processed. 2016, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G3, B4. Additional information, at the time of the arrest of the offender, he was found to be in a residence that the police were conducting a search warrant on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Romero. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with approved placement at 6532 North 59th Drive, Unit Number 4, Glendale, Arizona. You have not contacted your assigned parole officer in regards to change of residence from 6532 North 59th Drive, Number 4, Glendale, Arizona. Nor did you have an assigned parole officer's permission to change your place of residence. So, Mr. Romero, are you living someplace else after that?
I was staying right there, at the house. But when my wife got sick, she went to the hospital. She did like that on 6526 North 53rd Drive, down the street. And I went to her house to go take care of her because she was real sick. And the reason I missed my class that day is when I violated my parole, because I was taking care of her. I couldn't go to the class.
And if I may ask, why was your wife living down the street?
Because that was her house.
And yours was just up the street?
Like 4 blocks down
the street. Oh, 4 blocks.
My aunt's. Yes, it's 4 blocks from down the street from my aunt's.
Okay. Thank you. Were you working at all when you were outside of the prison?
When I got out, yeah, I had a job at a landscaping job. So I was working with my uncle. And sometimes I would do stuff on the sidewalk with my brother-in-law's dad and do mechanic work and stuff.
We have some programming notes that you assigned to task random color code gear analysis, assigned the color of navy. You were responsible for urine samples, which tested positive for methamphetamine, confirmed on February 2nd and February 15th. On January 3rd, 2018, you referred to correctional health companies for counseling assessment. According to CHC, you attended counseling but never went to any assigned classes. So why did you not why did you not attend those classes?
Only missed one day of class. And my parole officer went to the house and told me, and how come I missed the class, and then I ain't gonna lie to you, I got scared. I thought she was on violate because she said, come see me next morning. And I got scared and stuff, I thought she was on violate, and I said, damn, I can't leave my wife out here because she's sick. And so I got scared and I stopped going to the classes.
Okay. Okay, a few follow-up questions here. You're missing from community supervision for 57 days, so what were you doing during that time?
I was working on my brother-in-law's dad doing mechanic work. I didn't catch no new case, no charges, you know? So I just stayed until I got caught. I ain't gonna lie to you guys, I was working.
But you were concerned about getting violated by a parole officer, is that why you broke up contact?
Yeah. And I got scared, man, because I didn't want to leave my wife like that. And she's real sick. And she's better now and stuff, but until I got scared and then so I wanted to run from there. I ain't gonna lie, I was trying to better myself. And as I wanted to run, I went to work with my brother's dad under the table and all, and he was paying me. I was doing nothing over good. I didn't catch no cases and nothing out there. I wasn't out there doing, catching more crimes, nothing like that, you know?
Did you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine, sir?
No, a long time ago. And I didn't really try to know when I got out of when I got out of prison, like 5 days later, I started it up again, not all day, but off and on, because I was so stressed out.
Okay, and you were arrested by the Glendale Police Department?
Yes.
What caused Glendale to make contact with you?
I guess the one over there looking for her, my wife is Ann.
I'm sorry, what was that again, sir?
The one over there looking for my wife is Ann. I guess her Pia.
Oh, Ann, okay, with you.
Yes.
I didn't understand you first, pardon me. And, you said your wife was sick. What kind of sickness did you have, sir?
Huh?
What kind of sickness did your wife have?
She, I guess, some random dude shot her in her foot.
Oh, I see.
And I got it. Huh?
No, pardon me, I was just saying, I understand.
I guess she got shot in her foot when she was walking down the street by a random dude, the stupid ass guy. And I got a call, I went out there, my brother-in-law was in jail, so I went to the hospital and stayed with her.
And she healed?
Yeah, she's limping a little bit, you know?
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Or have no questions from fellow board members. I do have some information from our Committee Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner. Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, for the record, on 2/27/2018, the Absconder Reduction Program letters were mailed to the following addresses: 6532 North 59th Drive, number 4, Glendale, Arizona, 85301, and 24408 North Citrus Road, Surprise, Arizona, 85387. And that's been contact by the defendant.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Romero, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for the board to know?
Yeah, it would be nice if you guys give me another chance and stuff. And I think your dog has it right here on the yard on mine right now. I deserve another chance, and just let me prove it to you guys. I'll do any classes. You guys will put me in a halfway house, put an ankle bracelet on me. I just need to be out there to get a job, you know?
Okay, Mr. Romero, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Romero absconded from community supervision for 57 days where we could not account for his activity, this combined with the fact that he had absconded twice, I think it looks like twice in the past, plus him, I'll say relapsing into drug abuse. I'm not sure if he had an addiction. I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. If I were to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0469, our discussion with Mr. Romero, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Romero was delinquent, borrowed in terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal origin company, inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 57 days in which we could not account for his activity and had relapsed into drug abuse, and that is my motion.
Second.
My motion was seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Romero, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about September 17, 2018. That's 3.5 months away, or about 3.5 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have a life in Glendale, and so we do wish you a productive and safe return to the community. And please, I don't completely understand whether or not you have a drug addiction or if it's something that's in and out of your life. We highly encourage you to seek any programming and sobriety. Methamphetamine will destroy you. It's a bad addiction, I will also tell you. So we wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you just put the phone down. I think we have one more hearing. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman. So, is it tonight?
Yes, it's tonight, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I see we have.